Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. And this morning, I'm going to be starting something. I know I am. That's why I put on that startup show music. Because I'm going to start something this morning, and it's probably not going to stop for a few days. Maybe all week long. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. If you are on my show page right now, go ahead and click on the icon that says follow this show. Go ahead and set it up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244, and make sure you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, Again, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834 if you want to comment on today's episode. Guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Then our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. That means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Today's episode, and I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm very excited about today's show. Roll the fall of Alabama. That little pause after the roll, you know, they say roll what? Roll. See, I can't say the other part, so I just had roll with question marks. The fall of Alabama. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because all these Alabama fans come to me and throw it up in my face how good they are. They're going to win the third championship. It's never been done before, and yada, yada. They are some of the most arrogant fans there are. And I know why. It's because y'all don't have a professional team. All y'all have to do is follow the college. Now, I know it's a college football state, college football town, what have you. I know that. But now you just don't have to be so arrogant about it. Y'all with me? And I believe you will not be. At this point, you will not be as arrogant anymore about this Alabama football because of what happened. Now, you guys, Alabama got romped on by their arch rivals, the Auburn Tigers. Now, the Alabama people hate Auburn. The Auburn people hate Alabama. It's a hate-hate relationship, not a love-hate relationship. It's a hate-hate relationship. And now that they've beat Alabama, things will not be the same for a very, very long time. Now the Alabama fans have to endure the criticism from the Auburn fans after this weekend. They have to endure the criticism from the Auburn fans all winter long, all spring long, until next season, right? And Alabama will not be the same, okay? Now, because of their loss to Auburn, now they don't get to go to the SEC championship, which, you know, people are already boasting about Alabama being in the SEC championship. They already took time off work so that they can watch the Alabama game on Saturday in the SEC championship. Well, you may be able to cancel that off day now and just head for your shell, I guess. Go get in your shell. Wait for next year. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk about this if you want, but I'm going to talk about it. I ain't scared. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it how it is. I'm going to tell it how I feel because, like I said, they come to me and say, roll this, roll that all the time. And, you know, like I said, sick of it. So now I have my chance to throw something back into their, throw a monkey wrench into their game. You know, it was a good game. I really enjoyed the game. A lot of great plays. I mean, it was back and forth, back and forth, and it all, you know, culminated at the end, of course. But you know, it was back and forth, and because Auburn never gave up, and because Alabama never gave up, it came down to the very, very last second of the game. And let's go back and talk about that, because I think that Nick Saban, the Alabama coach, made the right call. He cried about getting that last second put back on the clock, which turned out to be the right call, okay, when they went back and looked at it. When the guy stepped out of bounds, it was 1 second left. So they put 1 second on the clock, okay? I understand that. I don't fault him for that. But as it turned out, that was the downfall of the game. But I don't fault him for that, because I probably would have made that same call. Give me 1 second. Put a guy in there that can kick these long field goals. And that's what happened. So he could close out the game right there, and it wouldn't have to go to overtime. That would have been the last play of the game. The only thing is that it didn't make it far enough. It didn't get to the goalpost. And luckily, usually there's no one back there. Usually you don't put anyone back there on a field goal, right? You have everyone up on the line and a guy kind of sitting back for a fake. But he's not sitting in the end zone waiting for the ball to come down. So for some reason, someone put the guy back there. Someone from Auburn put him back there so that when the kick fell short, he caught it and ran back. Now, I think that the reason that he made it the 109 yards all the way back and ran for a touchdown is because Alabama, you know, on field goals, they put all the meat in the game. They put the big guys in there to block, to keep people from getting through there, to block the kick, right? And they don't have some of these speedsters on the field. So once they kicked it and everyone stood there watching it, okay, then when they realized it was short, they didn't think about the guy catching it and running it back. I bet they will now. But they didn't think about the guy catching the ball and running it back. But that's exactly what he did. And that's like blocking a kick. Okay, once you block that kick, or that kick doesn't go far enough and someone can get in there and catch it, then he can take off and it's a live ball and he can drive it back. Okay? That's exactly what happened. Roll the fall of Alabama. Call the show, 818-301-5834. Now, today is going to be so enjoyable for me because of this Alabama loss. It's going to be enjoyable for me. I get a chance to come back against these Alabama fans. Okay? I get a chance to come back. They always talking about the dogs, how the dogs, you know, the dogs can't win, the dogs aren't capable of beating Alabama. All this stuff. Okay? Now, I say dogs, I mean the Georgia Bulldogs. And by the way, Georgia came back on Georgia Tech and gave them a spanking. So Sorry, Tick, but that's just how it goes. So, Neil, when you look at the I'm going to try to get in here and look at what the standings are right now as far as the BCS. What's the BCS standings for now? You got Florida State number one. You got Florida State number one, Ohio State number two, Auburn three, Alabama four, Missouri five, Oklahoma State six, but we are in South Carolina like seven, eight, South Carolina number eight. So we won't go all through it, but there it is. Florida State, Ohio State, Auburn, and Alabama. Auburn is in front of Alabama. Don't you see that? Auburn's in front of Alabama. Okay? And Auburn and Alabama, you know, they kind of stabbed themselves in the foot because they're, and I didn't have a pun on that, but they kind of stabbed themselves in the foot when they kicker. The kicker missed one field goal. He missed two field goals. And he got one blocked. And that's a problem, right? So at the end of the game there, when it came down to a field goal, I understand Nick Saban was like, hey, this guy been missing these field goals. I'm going to put this young buck in. He can kick long. And of course, this guy been missing. So, you know, how much, you know, he can't do any worse, right? You know, so let's put him in. Let's give him a try. Number one, Florida State. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Auburn. In front of the almighty Alabama. Alabama's SEC championship hopes are gone for this year. Their national championship hopes are gone for this year. So now we've got Auburn and Missouri going to be fighting on Saturday for the SEC championship, not Alabama. Then now we've got Ohio State and Florida State possibly for the national championship. The only thing it takes now for Ohio State not to lose in the Big Ten or whatever conference they're in, they have their conference championship this weekend. So they have to win that against Michigan State. They also have to win. Florida State also has to win Saturday against, I believe they're going to be playing Duke in the ACC championship. Okay? So that's got to be the way things roll there, okay? And so that's what you have. You've got Alabama not even being in the SEC championship. They will go to a bowl game, but not the championship game. And so you've got Florida State and Ohio State possibly for the national championship, which I think is probably going to be a one-sided game. I think Florida State's gonna go ahead and beat Duke. They already beat Duke one time this year in the regular season, but I believe they're going to beat Duke on Saturday, and then I believe they're going to beat Ohio State on January the 6th for the national championship. So I think Florida State's going to go undefeated this year and win a national championship behind that quarterback that they have, because they're not gonna hurt the quarterback for Florida State, because the as far as you know bringing charges against him, because they don't have anything to charge him with. Okay, they don't. So they're not gonna bring charges against that boy, and you know if they do, it'll be a travesty. All right, so Florida State, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, and Missouri. That's the top five teams in the nation right now in college football, not Alabama. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Tell me how you feel about the Alabama-Auburn game, okay? And like I said, this you know, I think Auburn may be destined this year, not for a championship, okay, but for an SEC championship, but not for a BCS championship, okay, because there's, you know, they aren't going to make it to the BCS championship. They're going to cry about it, which they did last night. I watched it on ESPN, Auburn athletic director or whatever. He's on there, and he's, of course he would be on there lobbying for Auburn to be in the national championship. But that's not going to happen. Y'all lost this year to LSU, so Florida State hasn't lost. Ohio State hasn't lost. And I don't think Ohio State can stand against Auburn or Alabama. Most of these SEC schools, SEC is the strongest division around, okay, in the whole nation. The SEC is the strongest. So I don't think that Ohio State would stand in the SEC, all right? So Alabama gone, Auburn gone as far as the SEC goes. And you got Florida State and Ohio State. And Florida State played Florida over the weekend, and I think they romped them 27-0 or something weird like that. They put the brakes on Florida. Of course, Florida has had a bad year this year. I think they only won four games this year. You have to win at least six games to go to a bowl, and they only won four. So Florida will not make a bowl appearance this year at all. It's probably one of Florida's worst football seasons, pretty much in the history of the program. All right, so they've fallen apart. But my thing is the fall of Alabama, okay? We will not get past that. So what we'll do is today, I'm not going to rag on these guys too much because they have been the national champions the last 2 years. But, again, like I said, for them to boast and brag the way they do and to boast about being the first three straight championship team in the history of national college football, which they've been bragging on pretty much all year, is what I'm going to lay into them about. And that's what's going to happen. Alabama football, these guys are dead now. So let's see what happens from here. Let's see how Alabama takes this. as far as because I believe that from here on out, and you guys can quote me on this, from here on out, Alabama will not be the team to beat. They will not be next year. They will not be the year after. They will not be the year after that. Okay? They're down for a while. They're losing their quarterback, and they're losing a few more players that's key to their team. So they will not be back next year. Alabama will not be a good team next year. They will not be a good team the year after, and they will not be a good team the year after that. So we got 3 years of not hearing these Alabama fans, you know, lay out the crap. All right? So that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be for the next few years. So Alabama fans, button your lips. Put that zipper across your lips. I'm coming, and I'm coming to talk to you. And I'm going to close the show out now on that note. But love you guys. I hope you have a great day, a great week, a good weekend. I hope everyone had a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. I sure did. I hope that you did. I hope your family was all safe and everyone had a great time. I hope you didn't eat too much turkey. And I hope you guys stay safe. Today is dreary rain. I don't know if it's raining right now, but it was this morning. It's coming down pretty good. It's kind of dreary and cold today. And I don't know what the week is going to be like. But just join the show tomorrow, and I'll give you some updates on the weather first thing tomorrow morning. 9:30 a.m. Join us. So take care, guys. Love you all. And have a great day and a great week. All right? Take care of yourselves. Bye. I wish I could. I get